1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation as we bring Steve in Tucson into the conversation. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I am replacing a rotted wooden gate with a new steel one. It's a heavier steel one. The old one sags and is, you know, falling apart. So what's the best way for me to attach this gate to the block wall?
Is it a man gate or a drive-through gate?
It's a man gate. It's a walk-through gate.
Okay. Steve, whenever I'm mounting something like that to a masonry surface, I like, of all the mollies and anchors and fastening devices they have out there, in masonry, the one I've had the most success with, particularly a gate that's gone in and out of, and it's a moving object, it's not just a stationary object, is just the simple lead sleeves.
All right. There are so many new things out there.
I know.
I didn't know there was a better way to do it than just a leg.
You know,
the lead sleeve and a lag bolter.
Yeah, that's the best that I have found, especially for a gate. You know, it's a steel gate. It's going to be a little bit heavier. It's going to be opening and closing all the time and moving. And that lead molly just seems to grab the bite better than anything else. And the key to mounting anything in a masonry wall is make sure your masonry drill bit when you're drilling is sharp. Go ahead and invest in a new $5 or $7 masonry-specific bit, because then that makes the hole cleaner, and it gives it a better opportunity for that molly to really get in there and wedge in and bite strong.
All right, guys, that's all I needed to know.
Okay, man, good luck on the project. Thanks a million for the call, and thanks for being a longtime listener. Now let's run up to Chandler, bring Wayne into the conversation. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Rosie. I love the show. Love the advice.
Thanks, man.
I have a concrete shingle roof, and recently I've got some paint bubbling on the fascia board, and I pulled it away, and sure enough, I got dry rot on the fascia board and the trim board. And I called in one of your vendors to come, Alliance Roofing, to come take a look, and they said the bubbling paint was normal. So the problem looks to me like there's an inverted trim, aluminum or steel trim piece that closes off the front of the concrete shingle and sits on top of the tar paper. And when I repainted the house, I probably sealed that edge and water's not leaking through. But it seems to me like that steel piece is upside down. Does that make sense?
Well, the way you're describing it does, but Did Lions actually come out and take a look at it?
Yeah, they did come out and take a look at it. They said they can give me a quote to replace the fascia board that's rotted, but they said that everything else looked normal.
So they actually they got on a ladder and looked up at the flashing piece, and they didn't conclude that it was installed upside down? Okay.
That's what they told me. I don't know how hard he looked. But I had a section removed so he could see it easily, but...
Okay. Well, you're certainly welcome to take a photo of it and shoot it to us at rosieonthehouse.com. In the topic line, just put Wayne's roof, and then I'll know, you know, from the hundreds we get when I go in there Monday or Tuesday, I'll look for it and get back to you. But if someone from Lions has been there and looked at it and said that it's normal, then I'm not thinking I'm going to see anything that's wrong with it either.
And he would need to mail to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Okay, what did I say?
It doesn't matter. Just info@rosieonthehouse.com.
It's that internet machine.
The internet machine, yes.
Right?
Yeah, right. It takes a good roofer to walk away from the prospect of doing business when there's nothing wrong. You know, if there was something wrong, that's an opportunity to make money.
Well, a lot of times that little roof piece that you've got on there gets dinged up, and it doesn't make the water drip away from the wood, and it just kind of back siphons onto the wood, and then you do have a regular ongoing maintenance problem. Okay, all the lines are empty right now, so the first caller to 1-888-767-4348 will win two tickets to the San Francisco Giants and Diamondbacks game. This is to be played Sunday, May 15th, and first pitch is at 1:10 p.m. So it's a Sunday afternoon game. May 15th. Great seats just behind the dugout, row 12, with a parking pass as well. First call to 1-888-767.
Do they have to know anything?
4348. No, I'm just going to say first call.
Just a freebie?
Yeah.
Just the fastest finger wins.
That's right. There you go. So
I have had the opportunity to sit in these seats.
And we have to thank KTAR for those seats.
It does almost feel like you can, you know, because Rennie used to have the seats up on the second deck, and that mm-hmm. was fun.
Those are nice.
But being down that close to the field, almost eye level, it's a whole new dimension to the game. They're good seats. And the parking pass, I tell you what, that spoils you.
That does. It's awful nice. So thank you, KTAR, for providing those for us so that we can reward our fast dialing calls. Well, we cleared the lines at 9 o'clock and took care of a lot of different problems. Heard some nice testimonies from some of our contractors that have been out and about taking care of the homeowners' problems and dilemmas. Again, that was Thermal Advantage. We got a nice testimony on that actually went down to Tucson. And if you live in an older masonry home, it's not insulated. I can promise you that. And there are several companies that do this. But I also tell you that only Thermal Advantage is Rosie certified to do it. And if you've gotten quotes from
And they've
any,
been doing it for a long Rosie time. On the House since 04, I'm going to say.
It's been a while. Yeah, they've been around for a while. And if you've gotten quotes from anybody else to do this, I would encourage you not to do it until you got a quote from Thermal Advantage. Because, well, just take my word for it. You'll be happy you called Thermal Advantage. And I need you to,
that money you saved on that?
Yeah.
Like Rose always says, donate 10% to charity.
Yeah, if we save you money taking care of your home, we would only ask you to take 10% of what you saved and donate it to your favorite charity. If you don't have a favorite charity, then donate it to Habitat for Humanity or St. Vincent de Paul. You can't go wrong with either one of those two. Y'all stay tuned. We've got Kurt Kittleson coming in from Rebath. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about not only upcoming trends, and like the earlier caller, Ken from Rio Rico, wanted to know which finish of plumbing fixtures seems to hold up the best. We'll ask Kurt that as well. But trends in bathrooms. Interesting little statistic that commercial toilet paper was invented in 1857. That was the first year they had a flushing toilet. In the White House. Think that's a coincidence?
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.